Anna Sheridan, missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. Or did I talk to the spirit about it?
Someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil. There's no place for ghost stories in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.
Welcome to Fireteam Chat, IGN's Destiny show. Thank you for joining us today. Joining me today is Fran Mirabella.
Hey, Guardians.
CJ Gibson.
What's up?
And we are in full E3 mode here at IGN. Don't forget, we're going to be broadcasting live to Twitter, to IGN, to the PlayStation 4, to the Xbox. Anywhere I miss, Fran?
Yeah, a lot of places that I can't even
Everywhere.
<remember.
laughs> Everywhere. Everywhere, basically, this year. We're really stoked about the event. And on today's show, we are actually going to be talking about what we hope we see at E3 and talking about some Destiny 2 things that I wanted to discuss now that the dust has settled from the preview event. Anyway, Fran, how's your day going?
That was mysterious.
Wow.
My day's been just, it's all E3. Yeah, people are curious. What do you do? Like, how do you prepare for E3?
What do you do, Fran?
We are doing over 40 hours of live programming on top of all the stuff you're doing. And he's out there shooting segments, going to like some like whatever, Bethesda event. And yeah, in Canada, right? But I have to pull all that together. And then we put it in a run a show. And we got to know when every graphic runs on screen and coordinate all those teams. Like, Fire Team Chat will work on doing one there, right? And like that's one small piece of the whole thing.
Definitely.
It's the most important one though.
One thing I know you did do is you got CJ a gift.
Yeah,
you got him this
CJ,
fancy glass.
Thank you.
Regretting giving them gifts.
Oh, stop it.
He was repping what's going on now. With
you know, I'm just
gross water bottle.
I'm normally repping the people with my water bottle, but anyways, thank you
repping
for the cup, Fred.
The people.
Yeah, we're all over the place.
Thanks.
Sleep deprived.
CJ, I actually think that's like that's very presumptuous that the people can only like drink out of like water bottles where you peeled off the label
only so
and you've
many
had it for like the last month
who have the Destiny
it's
glass
like a moldy label.
I have you for this bunch of brand Destiny glass.
Anyway, you're welcome.
What's going on? Thanks, dude. I appreciate it.
All right, we've had enough filibustering. Let's get to the actual topic at hand. E3 2017. Guys, what do you want to see? We'll start with Microsoft. How do they handle the Destiny 2 reveal if they have one?
That's interesting. Everybody wants to see it on Scorpio again.
Right?
I think we talked about this. I really do not think it's going to be a 60p thing. It is not a PC port. It's on console. So they kind of alluded to that saying, don't get your hopes up. 30p. I know you guys were debating that night what you actually heard. I was there filming. It could be open interpretation, but the way I heard is like, you know, don't get your hopes up for higher frame rates on a Microsoft console.
Well, they didn't say that. You interpreted that.
Yes, I did.
And that was my point is I wasn't saying to get your hopes up. I was just like they did not say that it would not run at 60.
No, they didn't.
And therefore, don't get your hopes up. But it, you know, the question was not answered. That's all.
That's true.
That's a fact.
Here's what I think is going to happen on Microsoft's set. Stage is dark. Flames come from the ground. Scott comes out for some reason playing a guitar.
Scott's coming
and
out.
Reveals Scorpio Destiny 60 frames per second.
It's been relabeled where the word Scorpio is really big and Destiny is just kind of
and his head is just like all over the screen.
His head is on all the screens in the background.
That's right.
He finishes his riff up.
Love you, Scott.
Then you get the sizzle, the gameplay sizzle.
Of course.
Then Luke's like, that's right, 60 FPS on Scorpio. He drops the mic. They can continue with whatever else they're going to talk about Xbox. Yeah,
that part took up 45 minutes of the conference.
Seriously, though, we're going to
see. Are you watching Mad Max recently? Is that what's happening?
I think we're going to see it on Xbox stage. I think we'll see it there. And I really hope. I talked about this on Unlocked, our other show. Check it out.
Yeah.
YouTube.com/IGN Unlocked.
There it is.
But anyway, I think they're going to show Destiny on the Microsoft stage at some point and talk about some sort of exclusive feature. I feel like the Xbox community has been – I'm hoping because I know they have this agreement with Sony, but come on. We have Xbox producers helping us produce the show who play exclusively on Xbox. Sean is our Xbox guy, and throw him a bone.
I do not see that happening.
Yeah.
Hey, it's my wish list.
That's fine.
That's what I want to see.
But that's, do you think it's going to happen?
No.
That's the question.
That's the show.
I'm more on, if I'm just wishing, definitely Scott, you know, with the Flames. That's what I wish for. But in terms of what I think is going to happen,
yeah,
I think that they're going to have a bunch of Scorpio games they're going to focus on, which will not be Destiny.
Right.
And there might be a trailer, boom, 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 boom. Yeah. All these games are on Scorpio, and you'll get that quick 4K look at, you know, we've already seen it, but it will have the Scorpio footage in there maybe. But it'll be so fast that you won't even know what flew by. That's what I think will happen, because Sony will be the moment. That's what they've paid for, let's face it, to reveal their exclusives, the exclusive strike. And maybe it won't be a big thing even, but I feel like there's a quick moment of the Destiny exclusives in the PlayStation conference.
You're just thinking of playing.
Destiny just dreaming about Mad Max.
I see it.
Oh, what a lovely day.
I will say that the biggest thing potentially would be PC. So I don't know about a time and a release date for that. If anything that they do show, maybe it's a bullet point. PC and the cross save. Everybody's wondering about the cross save. So if they had that, that would be something.
Yep.
I don't think they will. But
maybe with Windows, you mean?
Right, with the
BattleNet.
Yeah, BattleNet and Microsoft, and
that would be really interesting. I don't know about that one.
No, I don't know about either,
because it doesn't work that way right now. If you're playing on PC, PS4,
it's a big question that everybody's wondering. They're like, could there be some kind of advantage to that, where either is some cross-play or cross-save or something, and is that in Microsoft's advantage there, just to the whole Windows platform?
I asked this the other day, though. Do you think we'll get the PC release date at E3?
Right.
Oh, that's a good question. No.
You don't think that they'll... Like, when then?
Yeah, I don't think so.
They're going to announce it on the Bungie weekly update, week 13 after E3's passed.
The game
sometime in August. I don't think we're going to get it at E3. I don't think they're ready. I think they're working on the deep behind closed doors where, like, you know, that Mike Morhaime or whoever gets Mike in there with the Activision guy, and he's like, all right, when should we release for optimal cash flow?
Yeah. I don't think that's exactly what's happening, but yeah. I do think it's a Sony.
They're wearing
problem.
Cloaks.
Yes, there's cloaks. Scott's in the back with a fire.
I'm a little loopy.
So
I've been,
tired.
I've been clearly working very hard this week. 12-hour days every day.
Me too.
But Scott is still on the side of that meeting, and it's like engrossed in fire.
100%.
Scott's there. He's quietly practicing his riffs in the background for the E3 presentation.
Just real quiet.
Yeah.
That's a good question. What do you guys think? Release date at E3?
No. I think Gamescom, if anything.
There you go. Yeah. That's a reasonable window.
Gamescom?
Yeah, I know.
That's
it's late.
End of August.
I get it, but...
And guess what? It's out right now. Like, I'm joking, by the way.
That'll
joking.
Be...
No, I'm just... Like, at that point, it's out. There's, 2 weeks before.
No, I know, but my point is, you think they're going to announce the launch date of the PC before then? I don't think they will. They've already said it's delayed.
No, I do think that's going to get out.
San Diego Comic-Con.
I think
Comic-Con.
That it's not far out in September. call it the end of the month, maybe. It's that kind of thing. And they're just hesitant to say it until you clear the area about the Sony exclusives. And so I don't know if it'll be E3. I think, it could muddle messaging still.
Yeah.
And you might be right that they wait a few weeks. And by the way, it is at the end of September. I'm just guessing, by the way. But you might be right that we're not going to hear it. But guess what? We're going to ask about it. So I know you might be listening, even Bungie. So here it comes. Just tell us.
So let's
come on.
When is it?
Let's guess.
Tell us.
So let's make a guesstimate here, really
quick.
Steve. Do you think it's end of September or even push in October or later?
Well, I would put a window on third week of September into third week of October. I'd put that kind of window on it. I'm not prepared to say whether it's in October or September.
No, I'm guessing it.
That'd be my window, I'd guess.
I'm saying,
what do you guys think?
I'm saying October. Like, I think that
they're going to announce.
I said October
date?
Too. When?
Yeah. Well, Well, no. Okay. So probably near the end of October, maybe even early November.
Ah, so you're a little later than my guess.
Oh, yeah. When will it be released? 2 weeks after console.
Yeah. See, you're in my window. Yeah. Like late.
Most
late
PC September. Games come out 2-3 weeks after console.
Yeah, I think it's going to be right there in there. So
now I think they're going to announce it end of July in a Bungie weekly update. I don't think they want this as a big item. They're going to do it as silently as they can.
You don't want it to sell. You got to be careful. Don't get the pre-orders out there.
PC players are going to be fine. You can already pre-order everywhere, so that's not an issue for them. Pushing it on PC is
good
not
point.
An issue.
You're
already pre-order it on BNet.
Yeah, later.
You can already pre-order BNet, and they'll just update it with the release date. They'll announce it officially in the weekly update. They want to keep it quiet. If it's delayed, now if it's day and date, they'll make a big deal about it.
Yeah.
If it's not, they're going to keep it quiet and put it on the update. That's what I think they're going to do.
A late reveal.
Now, we have not talked about what we think is going to happen at Sony's conference. Now, Sony is their partner, as we know, Activision's partner. They've aligned quite a bit with the PlayStation 4 fan base.
We've seen that. Definitely. Over the last
two
so here's three. What I think is going to happen. Steve Cotton on the left. Mark Noseworthy on the right. Luke Smith in the middle. They're going to lower from the ceiling. Scott is attached to the back of Luke Smith, still playing a different riff from Destiny on
flames
guitar.
Flames shooting out of the top of his guitar.
No probably. Flames.
Oh.
Halos of light.
Halos of light.
Is that the right term?
Please.
Like beams of light.
Please get a wide
down.
Shot right now and make that a GIF, everybody.
Beams of light shining down on each of them. They lower. They're all dressed as one of the classes in Destiny.
Mm-hmm. What's
one
happening?
Of the new classes. The Hunter, the Titan, like the Warlock. Yeah. They're in the costumes. Helmetless. You know, character customization. Revealing that beards are in the game.
All right.
Oh, there you go. That's something that a bunch of people want
to
see.
I like that. That beard. Seems... Yeah. Easy to do for starters, and it's a no-brainer. Yeah. I'm with
you.
So
he finishes his riff. They land. Luke Smith is just like PlayStation exclusives for 2 years.
That's it.
PlayStation crowd goes wild.
Mic drop.
All of us Xbox fans cry and die inside a little. NPC fans. But then they show an awesome gameplay trailer.
Like, I was like,
and we're like, what? It is, I can't even believe the game can do this.
It's like, oh, it's all new gameplay. Exactly.
It's all new gameplay. It's some crazy mission that involves Last Word, the Last Word storyline, and the Exo in a war.
Right.
And we're like, I can't believe this is happening.
Great.
I can't believe it.
I keep waiting for your story to close. Yeah.
And then they show Red Dead.
And then they show Red Dead Redemption right after that. Exactly.
Yeah. It'll be the third thing, but they'll go Black Birth and they'll do the lowering from the ceiling sequence.
I like it.
Yeah.
Now, what do you think is going to really happen?
That's it.
But seriously, yeah. Okay. If that's too expensive, maybe. If it's too expensive, what do you think they'll do?
They'll hire cosplayers to be lowered from the ceiling, and Luke and the crew will walk out with a guitar guy.
Right.
Scott.
The guitar guy, Scott. We're just going to call him the guitar guy now. So.
Yeah. Oh, he's doing
Who was on stage? That was Scott, and Luke. Oh, so Noseworthy. What's he doing?
No, he's there. They're walking forward. He's walking backwards while playing the guitar.
Mark is playing guitar now?
No, Scott's playing guitar.
Oh, get it right, Fran.
Jeez.
But it's only three classes. What is Mark dressed as?
Oryx.
Exactly. Mark
is dressed
as
Oryx.
For no apparent reason.
Yeah.
All right.
Who's still alive? Skolas? Skolas is still alive in the lore, right?
The Horde? He's in prison.
I think maybe there Varix. He could, whatever.
Oh, Varix.
Yeah, let him be Varix.
All right.
Yes.
There you go.
PlayStation conference. Yes.
So seriously, PlayStation's world will do a big blowout. They're definitely going to show something new gameplay-wise, I think.
Why don't I take a guess after, because I'm not going to do what you just did.
My
that
guess
was amazing. I can't follow that up. We talked about it before, though, right? We do think probably you'll see a look at an exclusive strike or something, I think. Maybe an exclusive multiplayer map. I don't think they'll get
boring.
Into I know. Yeah. I don't think they'll get into like weapons
just
and
kidding.
Stuff yet, but I do think you'll get a peek, a strike, and a map for multi or something.
I don't think they'd go strike. It's too casual. I think they'll go campaign and we get a look at the vault.
What do you mean campaign? How is that exclusive to PlayStation?
Well,
I mean, of course they'll show
new campaign mission.
Sorry, I'm saying what they're showing that's different on PlayStation. Of course, they'll show a campaign and a new trailer.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. That's all obvious.
But to me, that's irrelevant. Like, whether or not
they
show.
They're showing for PlayStation.
My point is, I don't think they'll show a strike exclusive over the campaign. We haven't seen any part of the campaign besides that first opening story.
But what you're telling me is you don't think they'll show any PlayStation exclusives at their stage.
No, I think it'll be a bullet point.
It'll be a sub point.
Oh. Yeah, after they show another cool scene from the campaign.
It'll be the whole trailer text down there at the bottom. Yeah. You know, or it probably won't even be on the Sony stage. That'll be on the VOD release later.
Yeah.
The bullet points about exclusive.
I'm hoping to see it in a trailer. Sorry. I definitely think they'll play like another mission or something. And
PlayStation, Arkstrider, the other classes I can't remember now.
Yeah, they'll play
2 years of exclusive content only on PlayStation 4. You want that as like in the trailer?
The end.
Meaning it's the same concept as Scorpio Trailer. I mean, we see these every year. There's just so much footage. And yeah, you'll have your bullet point stuff. But within that, there will be a peek at the exclusive striker. And the and you're not going to demo it.
PlayStation armor exclusive or something like that.
Sure, but meaning you'll see a flash of some of the exclusive content.
I get what you mean.
When we do our Rewind Theater trailer analysis, it'll be in there and we haven't seen it yet. Oh, we think that's the PlayStation strike. Or maybe we'll get to confirm it with them. That's what I think.
Yeah,
of course they'll demo the game. Sure.
Yeah, sorry. I thought you meant that.
Although, I don't even know that, though, CJ. I think they're going to come out and talk. I don't know if they're going to be able to do a demo. I don't think. Not if they're not showing exclusive content, because they don't have time for that on PlayStation. They don't. They're not going to do a whole demo. They showed the demo already.
Will the trailer be a Vidoc?
I don't think they have time for stuff.
You think yes?
I think I think they'll have a Vidoc.
They would have shot already.
Yeah.
They would have shot
I meant for PlayStation's show.
They would have shot it like before the preview.
Saying taking time from PlayStation show. Destiny was revealed. What have they really got to show?
You think it'll be
I'm running PlayStation's conference. Mm-hmm. Give me something huge.
Yeah.
So yeah, if you're going to show a whole new demo, maybe I can put you in. But I'm going to announce something huge. And by the way, my God of War demo is going to be a huge piece. And so is maybe if they show Last of Us something or whatever. Well, they're going to focus on Uncharted there and stuff too, right? So
we do know
days gone.
Detroit. You're right.
My point is they don't have much time to be demoing Destiny. I think there's a quick moment. Message from our partners.
What Bungie's officially said is they're showing the Ark Strider, they're showing the countdown, and they're showing the campaign again.
You see stuff,
Yeah, it sounds like.
Yeah, and like that's what we'll be able to play, but not
on the show floor.
Again, I just don't think it's going to take up much of the conference, but I think we'll get and a quick message from our partners. Trailer, Destiny 2, exclusive strikes.
It'll just
be
like
the moment you see it.
Yeah.
Exclusive
Destiny
weapons.
2 trailer.
I think you will see
outro
that.
Outro next game.
And that's probably it. Yeah, I think that's all
you're
going to
see. That's not as cool as mine.
I know.
Sony.
But you're thinking maybe it could
Destin
happen.
Destin needs a new career.
Anyway.
Show planner.
Exactly. Show planner.
Yeah.
Destin will get
So what would be bad for them? Like if they just come out and show the exact same stuff that we've already played, which besides the Ark Strider.
At E3?
At E3. Is that going to be negative for them?
I don't think so.
No?
I think that...
Are they showing enough new stuff at E3?
I think it's
going to
be...
Based on what we know.
Given that the beta is coming out, like, of course I want to see more. No, they're not showing enough.
Yeah.
Like, of course I want to play more of the campaign because it's unanswered. Like, we didn't even get to play that full level. Like, let me play the full thing. We have seen them do stuff like that before. Actually, this is it now. But I don't think they want to give away some stuff.
Yeah.
I think they're going to hold on to all that still. And honestly, like, they packaged everything for May 18th. That's where it was. They're unlocking the other subclass. So, hey, check out Pole Dancer. And you'll be good. It's ArcStrider. I know. It's just
that's
community's
the
calling it.
The community name.
I love it.
That's
great.
It is.
But check that out and check out PC again. And finally, hopefully, we'll be able to capture feed of it and stuff like that. So, you know, my point is, like, hopefully we'll get to see more. But I just don't think that we'll be able to see, like, campaign or anything like that. So
I do, in a way, only because if you think about Destiny as, like, a large IP and title, it only comes around every 3 years. So it seems odd to potentially have that. Like, the reveal event was obviously an international event, but E3 is, like, it's beyond just the regular people who are into games. So I think that they should still show similar things or some kind of new level if it's not a walkthrough campaign, Yeah, like it would be good to see something on the stage because it's E3. You know, I think it's odd to not.
I think for Sony, they need to show us exploring a world, going to one of the new points that you can discover, and just what do I do there?
Yeah.
You know,
like Lost Sector stuff and all
that. Yeah, show me one of those things. I think it would be a short gameplay snippet, like, here's 2 minutes, you're going to see more on the show floor, but I guess they already confirmed that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
I think it's going to be more of the same. That's all I'm saying. I think
that's a bummer for me. I want to see new stuff.
Yeah, me too.
Of course, I want to see new stuff too. I'm just being
here's the same thing you've seen and watched a million times about a month ago.
It'll be cool to play Ark Strider though, you know, and
that
get back
that
hands on.
Gotta give them that.
I mean, maybe there's a different.
I'm worried that they're competing with so many other huge announcements at E3 that they're going to come out there and it's going to be kind of a fizzle as opposed to an explosion.
But to be fair, that's the strategy. They went ahead of everybody else, and that was the point. They got their airtime with everyone. It was a big event on IGN and across their hub, so they got a ton of eyeballs already. Right. So.
Any
I'm not saying it's the
your...
best way to do it, but of course I want to see more. But I've seen this happen. You know, they came out, they showed everything, and there's just going to be a little bit more. ArcStrider, maybe there's a different countdown map if we're lucky or something. But just don't think you're going to get to see much more of the game.
Any final thoughts about E3 and what you would like to see there, CJ?
I mean, I'm excited to play our starter. I think there'll probably be a new PvP map, obviously shown at the floor. So, you know, if we had something like that, that'd be cool.
I mean, yeah, I'd love that. I'm just wondering, will we get it? Yeah. Because you got to remember, the event at May 18th was small comparative to E3. I mean, there's 50, 80,000 people, whatever, there. So I think that's how you look at it. You're like, well, a few thousand people got to check it out, but now everybody gets to check out Countdown and all this stuff. So,
all right. So topic two, we wanted to go back and talk a little bit about what we know about Destiny 2. And talking about the reveal event kind of brings me to that thought. And now that the dust has settled and I've had some time to think about it, I'm not as excited as I was after the reveal event. And the reason I'm concerned, is because, let's look at the Strike, for example. We all played the Strike together, right? Mm-hmm. We all played a different subclass. It was cool. It was cool to try out the new powers. But the Strike formula is exactly the same. You fly in, somebody talks to you on a mic, or the ghost talks to us when we landed on the planet. We go through it. We fight a boss at the end. Mission over. We don't know how loot drops work, or if they exist in the same way that we're used to. We don't know how the gear game works. There's so many questions left unanswered. And right now, the community, or not the community, but like people who they're trying to get into Destiny 2, think it's just the same thing.
Yeah, I keep hearing that. Yeah. Oh, it's Destiny 1.5. That is definitely a, like, we're, I think, more in tune with the possibilities.
Yeah.
But definitely the reaction has been, well, it's kind of Destiny 1.5, but the campaign kind of looks cool, but it's still Destiny.
The campaign is definitely a step up. It's like the Taken King campaign, but that's the duration of your play session, right? We don't know how long it's going to be total lengthwise, but hopefully 8 to 10 hours for Destiny 2.
And that'd be incredible. I think it feels much bigger than what they've done in Taken King, that, by the way.
Other formatting, though, the Strikes, and this is where I think we mentioned this before, is like, are they integrating them into the campaign? You know, are they going to be seamless? I remember there was a couple comments in there.
Yeah, like, do you keep loading?
Yeah, do you keep loading in, or do you kind of just progressively go, and then you integrate campaign, and then all of a sudden you're back into like a Stripe-type mission?
If you're already on the planet.
Yeah, or you're already on the planet, so... Those are questions that I think, you know, we're wondering because of the way Destiny 1 flowed, but I don't think anybody else really cares. You know, it's like,
no, but don't you think I was agreeing with what you said. I think it's definitely palpable that people think it's Destiny 1.5 because
that's kind of how it feels. Strikes haven't really been changed. The basic formula is still there. You fly in, you kill a boss at the end, you fly out.
Wait, just
story campaign missions. You play through the campaign and then it'll end and most players will stop playing.
Yeah,
but at least the campaign's better.
Right. I didn't get
to interrupt him one more time.
Point, which was, which you were talking about, we don't know how the loot and the grind works. That is what everybody talked about. It's the grind and like there was nothing to do or whatever. In Destiny Vanilla, they think back that far. So I would agree with you that since that's not shown, it's a major unresolved issue. I wish we could see
audience, E3. Right?
But no, I think that's everybody else.
You think everybody else is like, oh man, I want to know what the grind's like.
No, meaning I think when they look at it, it looks the same because of the way the Strike plays.
Yeah.
And oh, I get there's a campaign, but they think that leveling up in the game and the reward and the pace of it is basically the same. I mean, I'm hearing that. People keep saying, they come into the chat all the time.
So Strike looks the same. Crucible looks like it's a Crucible game mode with a new map. And Campaign, it's still there. And I'm just kind of like, where's the open world exploration? What's changed there?
Exactly.
How much have you, I mean, I don't want to diminish the amount of work that they have put into it.
No, it's out
there.
But
at the same time, like what we've seen is very similar design-wise to Destiny 1.
That's what I'm agreeing with, right? They have not showed enough. That's all
exactly.
I'm trying to get across.
And that's
I think it's out there.
I want a lot of people to play Destiny 2 because I want people to play with.
Right.
And I'm worried that people are going to drop off pretty quick if it's more of the same.
But we know that because we're into the game. What I'm saying is I don't think people who are not into the game feel that way because they're probably just hearing from other people who played the game, oh, it's kind of more of the same. Like, if you didn't play the game, you're not going to know it's more of the same.
Mm-hmm. That's the problem. No, these are people that saw how Destiny launched. That's the point.
Right.
I've seen it and I've heard it, by the way.
I know that.
Tons of people that
are saying Destiny
didn't play
1.5.
Didn't give it the time, and people that did play 20 hours, they came back and said, like, it looks cool, but like looks like 1.5 to me.
Do you think Alana Pierce, who grinded through vanilla Destiny and hit level 30 or whatever, do you think she's going to come into this and be like, oh man,
the story filled with characters who I have no connection with whatsoever really drew me in. I'm ready to go.
If it's a good story, yeah.
The story, what we've seen so far, is pretty good. But me, beyond the story is where we want to bring players.
I think the campaign.
Where Bungie would want to bring players.
That's
right?
The difference. Like I kind of disagree because I think that the people who are there for the game and all that stuff, like strikes and this and that, we're going to play that stuff regardless.
We're going to grind it out for the gear.
We're going to grind
it
out. Yeah. If the campaign is solid, casual people will come in potentially just for the campaign.
Wait.
Maybe stick around and then figure it out every time there's a deal. See.
We're not. I don't know if we're talking about the same points in time. I'm talking about right now.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about what I think the game will be. Mm-hmm. I'm saying, do you think there's not a perception right now, CJ? You think people looked at it and were like, oh, sweet, Destiny 2 looks
totally
new.
Different.
Looks new.
No, everything's changed.
Yeah, I'm saying that's a problem. Okay. You seem to be saying it's not. I'm not saying in the future when maybe they show me how it works. I'm not speculating. I'm saying right now.
No. Yeah, I've read that too. Yeah, I know what you're saying. Yeah, for the people who don't even care to be playing the game, are they going to come in thinking it's more of the same? But that's what I mean. Is it more hearsay because they know
we don't
people
know
like us?
Because they haven't showed enough. Yeah. And I don't think they're going to show it off at E3, which could be a problem.
What that's they showed us has us fairly stoked.
Well, I'm stoked.
I'm super excited.
I think the campaign is going to draw people in.
Yeah.
Yes. For the campaign, and then they're going to bounce. And that's what I
want
to
say
happen.
At this point.
You know, I want people to like Destiny for the reasons I like it, for the community, for going into these experiences as a group of three and getting to make that memory with people you've never met.
Yeah.
But I was their home. Oh, sorry.
No, it's okay. I was just going to say, but I've had these conversations with people off, you know, I was going to say off the show, just on the side where it's like, even just PvP itself, reducing it to 4v4 feels like more of a competitive thing. That seems odd in general as well.
I don't know, though. I go. Right. We could get deep into that. I don't like
Rumble's
getting shot
gone.
In the back of the head. I don't know that people like some of those, how PvP was 6v6 necessarily. But
it's way more casual that way.
Or not
kind
Clash.
Of.
I love
not
control.
If you're just getting shot by a bazillion nades and shoulder charges.
Dude, 4v4, like Halo Slayer, is stressful. Mm-hmm. Like, it just is. There's a high skill gap to that, like, limited amount of players.
Yeah,
on a
why
map.
Isn't there
why
team
isn't
one
not
versus
a big
team two?
Rumble, big team battle, 8v8, Call of Duty. Like, people really liked Call of Duty initially because it was like, hey, the time to kill is really slow. I saw that guy, I shot him, he died.
The whole get your feet wet thing has been 6v6 for like, you know, and they're making everything 4v4.
Yeah.
That's a little bit like, okay, that's pretty competitive because it's smaller.
I do get that, by the way. I just didn't want to get deep into PvP. I just want to point out, like, their whole message was
this
through
is
the campaign,
for you guys.
Yeah, through
people
the
people who've played a ton.
No, that's true. But no, their whole message was, and before the reveal, we're campaign, right? We're trying to create this big experience that you can have on your own. You don't need to get into all this matchmaking and people.
Yeah.
So they've got that, and it's bigger, and it's a story you understand. They've talked about they want that to work. So meaning I feel like campaign, they're doing the right thing, but we haven't seen enough. Beyond that, though, I do think the message is there. Like they said, you'll be out and you'll see there's this what's the cave's called again? The secret sector, the lost sectors.
Lost sectors. Yeah,
so like you'll see a lost sector, and I always bring up Zelda. Like, is it like that? Right. They have talked about it being more like there's a lot to do. Meaning they've talked about it. They've said we want to solve for the problem we knew exist. Like people were just spinning around, you know, getting spin metal, and we know that the grind was there. So we're working on leveling up more easily. You even see that in the skill tree.
Yeah.
So they said it all, but showing it is what needs to be done.
Here's what I was thinking the other day, and the reason I brought up this topic to the show, I'm just like, I've spent probably, including loading screens, at least 2,000 hours in the original Destiny, right?
Yeah.
Am I down to do that for another 2,000 hours to do the strikes that are a little bit different? I'll play through the campaign. That will happen.
But why speculate on all that? Now, it's funny. I thought
because
this conversation
that's all that I've seen.
Yeah, it's funny though.
And
for
if
me,
I'm thinking about this, you know, everybody else who played Destiny 1 Vanilla is thinking about it, and they're commenting about it. So I'm trying to just bring up this problem that I'm seeing already in the community and be like, are they in trouble?
Yeah, but that's what I'm trying to separate is we don't know how all this other stuff works.
We
they
do
have
not
showed enough. I thought that's what this conversation was about. We were just going to agree. Yeah, they need to show stuff because people are concerned.
They do.
It sounds like you're speculating that it's not going to be there. That's what I'm getting confused
by.
Sounds like you're worried. That's fine.
I'm worried it's not going to be there.
You're worried
this
it is
more sector
the
stuff and the world exploration, we need to see that.
Okay.
Yeah. Because that's what's going to get people like me like, oh, yeah, I'm in. That looks awesome. But not here's more of the same stuff you already have in Destiny 1. Present like with a new wrapper. There's new stuff there to explore. I need to know about the little details, the cool stuff, the Xur
of Destiny 2 and the neat high-level stuff that's going to be harder to get, the raids. How's that going to work?
But for clarity, we're all in agreement on that, I think. They need to show it so we can believe it.
Yeah.
But you sound like you're worried it may not – there may not be enough. Can you clarify that?
Yeah.
Are you actually worried there's not enough based on what they've shown?
I am not a little worried. Seen. They've teased a little bit, but I don't know what that is. Is it fleshed out enough to be a unique, interesting experience? The way that, like, in Zelda, you're exploring this world and there's constantly stuff to do,
right? Yeah, they split temples up into 100 things.
There's temples you can run into. You can go fight a boss that's randomly in the world. Is that what Destiny 2 is going to be like? I am in. If it's not, do I really want to grind out strikes for 1,000 hours?
But you are concerned based on what they've shown, just to clarify.
Yeah.
Okay, what about you, CJ?
So the way that Destiny rolls out, that's what I was saying. I think that's going to be the play that they need to make, and they need to do it properly. Like, Destiny 1, when you think back about it, you know, all these questions about how to do this, how do bounties work, you know, what do I do now? Like, for the most part, we're expecting it to be all the same. So a lot of that learning that everybody's done from Destiny 1.
We know.
That's going to be eliminated. So to me, I think the whole Sherping thing, the whole, hey, how does this work and what do? I think it's going to be very difficult to stay as engaged into Destiny 2 if it is mostly the same because, you know, for guys like us, we've played so much of it. But I think that's where pacing the content out, like, again, I said, I don't think there's going to be trials at launch. Don't think there's going to be private matches. Don't think there's going to be, you know, this weapon available, that weapon available. Sleeper will come later.
It's still the same game, CJ.
It is, and that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think it will change a whole lot, but where I think what will be they'll do different, hopefully, is they'll release larger chunks of campaign-type DLC on a more frequent basis.
That would be awesome.
Then people are aware that, okay, I'm playing a section of a game. I'm coming back in, like, 3 to 4 weeks, if that's what people are
into. A new chapter in this evolving story.
But right now, Strike, if that's what you're into doing, people play Strikes. If you're into PvP, people play that. But there are specific people who play campaign only, and that I think is a lot of the casual people.
Campaign, I'm in. Crucible, I'm like, that looks basically the same. It's a new mode, but it's like when they released Rift, right? I remember when they released Rift. We played it for a while, and now we complain about it all the time.
Yeah, but how does the game work now? You don't have to answer this question. I'm saying
that's what I need to see more.
How do Lost Sectors work? How does the leveling up now work?
Yeah.
Equipping armor slots, like, is it grindy? We don't know.
No.
My question to you, CJ, which you've dodged,
is
based on what you've seen. Not what you want.
Yeah.
Based on what you've seen, are you concerned that it's more of the same? And will it be able to bring in a new player base? Are you concerned about that? Or do you think that they've changed enough that they're going to be able to bring in a new player base?
Yeah, I think it's tricky to tell us too much too early because I don't think we're in. Period.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the issue is if you tell everything really early and then you don't leave any sense of surprise, that those sense of surprises are what keep people like hanging on.
Yeah, what are we going to do for the next 4 months? We
have to show. So that's the thing.
And you can't show me how you've changed public events, though? Or how that world space works? Just show me the world. Go in the world and do something in the demo.
I don't think so.
Show me something.
I think what happens is those are all the moments that at first you're like, oh, okay, cool. I'm now learning this. And
you'll do all the strikes when you play through the campaign for the first time if it's structured the same way.
Yeah. Now, again, I'm not saying it's going to be structured exactly the same way.
You're not answering the question. Are you concerned?
I'm not.
I'm sorry to be.
No,
he's not. Do you think the game's changed enough it'll bring in a new player base, more than just the same Destiny player base?
I think, yes, they will. Am I concerned? No. I think that they'll do a really good job at making sure they roll out the content very strategically, catering to each potential player, PvP, strike, campaign, and maybe there could be other things that we don't know about yet.
Totally.
But I guess I'm in the minority here.
No, totally. And sorry I powered through that. I actually thought that was a really interesting part of the conversation. and my view was I'm somewhere in between, which is I'm not concerned, actually. But I get this sense that there's – no, I said I'm somewhere in between, so let me finish. That I'm not like actually concerned that it's the same – too much of the same. But I don't think it will have changed enough. I think that it's still going to be familiar. But I'm very curious to see how those gameplay mechanics have changed, like how fast it is to level up and stuff. And I think they've been listening. We've always seen that with the team. Every release gets a little bit smarter that way, and I expect a much bigger jump at least.
What if the beta is what we've played already?
God, no, I hope not, because that would...
I need a beta. Here's what will sell me. When I get to play the beta,
no,
and it's like Destiny 1's beta, worth enough to do to keep me sustained through level 8, and then I get to do whatever, that would be awesome.
It could
that
be, because it's...
That is what's going to sell people.
It's a beta, Destin. It's not a demo. Like, in other words, we didn't
Do you remember the Alpha and Beta in Destiny 1?
Yeah.
You
yeah,
literally really could good. Play through, like, all of Cosmodrome.
Yeah, that's
and
what I'm saying.
I think you went to Moon once, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you had Control. You could play Endless Control.
But it had some loot.
You had all the loot boxes. You had the whole world to explore. There's a lot.
Yeah, I think
there was a lot to do.
They need to test that. You will have that. I'm 100% confident it will be that. It's not just going to be a demo of what everyone sees.
All right. All right. Sorry, I got to interrupt you, CJ. We need to wrap it up here for today. Actually, CJ, you wanted to admit you were wrong about a bunch of stuff.
Right, yeah.
So go ahead, take it away. And Fran, you did too.
Yeah, for the episode that I wasn't on, in the comment section, we found out that the ability does carry through the class.
It sure does. Bungie confirmed, or Activision PR actually, let me know that your Shade Step is across all subclasses, your Shield ability as a Titan is across all subclasses, and
the wall,
heal pool
that
the Warlock has is across all classes. So that is the correct statement.
Yeah, so I didn't know
according
that.
According to Bungie.
Actually, so I didn't say anything about that, but I didn't know, and I know we were talking about it that way. It's pretty interesting that, so you as a hunter, you're telling me whether I'm an Arc Strider or whatever the Void.
You have Shade Step.
You just have Shade Step across everything.
Yeah. That's what we're being told by Activision PR.
Yeah. So that's really it. That's fascinating.
Yeah. So, okay, a bunch of people were saying in the comments. So we do read the comments, and I mean, I think I was not on last week's episode, but I did see
CJ reads the comments.
Yeah.
I like the concept, but it's going to bring up more of the discussion for
folks. They are class-specific. No matter what kind of Titan you play, you always get the Shield ability. Hunters all get the Shade Step. Yes, I say always weird.
and thank you.
And Warlocks always get the pool ability.
I'm just reading the quote from Activision.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and again, to me, it's like, now that we know that, and we kind of thought that, we heard some rumors online, the biggest thing is, there's no Titan bubble, there's no Warlock self-res, a lot of these things, if that's the case.
Wait, we don't know if
we don't know
in the
for
game
sure
or not.
But if those are not in the game the same way it was, Zavala has it. It's going to be really interesting to see how the new raids work, how PvP works, how it affects all these type of things, because those are fundamental, like, super.
Right, but remember, we've gotten used to those being attached to certain subclasses, but as we've been talking about, they've added
we have ability one when we pop our super, ability two, and we have a bonus ability. So I think I'm not worried
about
it.
That's all additive, by the way. I mean, you can use that pool ability out of super, right?
Yeah.
For example, on Warlock. Like, you either, it's an attack charge pool or it's a defense pool.
It's a bonus for me.
Yeah.
Plus, we haven't seen what exotics do, if anything.
Right. To me, I think that's where they'll do it. They'll potentially maybe have different exotic perks on armor or whatever else to fill the gap.
My only point was, and we'll see, it doesn't mean the Arc Strider doesn't have some cool thing. They've added this. On PlayStation, it's the circle button does some different stuff. So it's kind of an addition. But anyway, it is interesting to see that it's across all the subclasses for each.
Got it. Yeah, so I think that's all we wanted to cover off on today, right, guys?
Yeah.
Any final thoughts?
E3. Let's go play it. Let's see it again.
Yeah, we're going to see it again at E3. E3 is actually right around the corner. Be sure to check out IGN.com and YouTube.com/IGN, Twitch.tv/IGN, our Xbox app, our PlayStation app, everywhere. We're going to be broadcasting to Twitter. It's going to be an awesome E3 this year. I am tremendously excited. Are you guys stoked for E3?
We're stoked. We're tired.
We got a lot of work left to do.
Yeah, the truth is,
we made it.
I don't know if I'm going to have time to play it. It's that kind of show. So
you will.
I will make the time. But
you'll
super excited to get my hands back on it, especially the Arc Strider and some other classes. I didn't get to play all the classes, so hopefully I get to try some more.
Let us know what you guys want to see at E3 and what you're thinking about Destiny 2 in the comments below. But until next time, everybody, Guardians out.
Anna Sheridan, New York Times bestselling author of supernatural horror. Missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. Is the compass broken? Or did I turn to the compass?
Given the circumstances of her disappearance, someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she pierced the veil, so to speak.
Weak radio signal. 700 meters. Closing fast.
There's no place for ghost stories and close encounters in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
To save yourself.
Of course. What else would it be?
The Sheridan Tapes. Collapse, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.